Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I don't like music on the golf course. Should I have confronted Colony about this today, Ron? When he had a little little speaker and started playing music, he meant well, but I was afraid because it was nice to be with him, nice to go be out on
the
course.
He finally went out with. Is this the first time?
Yeah,
he's been ducking you.
Second time.
Oh, okay.
We did last year once in Butler, but I was afraid to confront him and say I would prefer there not be music. I would prefer just the sounds of nature.
Yeah, you can do that very politely,
gently.
Yeah, don't say.
He seems so excited.
Don't say turn the damn thing off. You just say, hey. Do you mind? Or how about even turning it down?
Yeah, even that, though, it feels like that's a buzzkill. Bob, how should I have handled this?
Here's the thing. Then you have a debate on your hands, right? Because
right.
You don't, like you say, if someone puts music on, the first etiquette is they should ask their playing partners, do you mind if I put music on? If your answer is yes, then don't be surprised what you get. If you say, well, actually, it bothers me, and they still do it, then they're going to be a little
tension.
See, now
we're in like sticky, weird, confrontational territory. And he seems so happy that I just went with it. And it was okay.
So I'm sure he's going to hear that you've said you didn't like it this morning.
Yeah, I know.
So that's either going to lead to the next time he won't play anything or else he'll play it six times as loud.
Right. Thunderstruck, I believe, was the song. You know that song?
Yeah, and that's
AC/DC. That was...
It's a good song, but it's
not for golf. That was
Mark
Melanson's walk-in music, Thunderstruck.
But Jim was so happy. He literally danced in the tee box to it. So who was I to kill his buzz, right?
No, I agree with that.
And I won't do it next time either.
Did you see... You know who's really red hot? Speaking of walk up music, is Vogelback for the Mets.
He's become a folk hero there.
His walk up music.
He was made to be a folk hero on a good team.
On that body build of his.
Oh, they love him in New York, and he's running bases.
And he's also doing some things, hitting for
he
them.
He is. So his walk up music is interesting. Is that Milkshake song, which makes sense for him. You know, anything
food related.
All right, let's go to the general. Mr. Jeff Patton is on the Nemecolon fan hotline. Nemecolon around every corner creates real-life magic for guests. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week. And for your chance to win that card, you go to our website, 937thefan.com. Go to the contesting page right around noon, Wednesday through Friday. Why don't we all hazard a guess as to the General's Card of the Week? I'm going to go... Kenny Pickett for his performance the other night, Ron.
Yeah, I mean, these are going to be duplicates. I think the General has done him before, but I would say Pickett and Pickens both.
Mm.
Well, I was going to say Pickens because you took Pickett, so that's fine. Both, but if I have to go to another one, I don't even have a card of this guy, but I would say Mark Robinson just because he made the turnover that created the opportunity for Pickett. That's
General,
probably a long shot.
Do you have a nice, fresh Mark Robinson card?
There is not one. No, there's not. All great guesses, gentlemen. Thanks for having me this morning. But you're on the right vein. How about Mitchell Trubisky?
Mm.
We had Pickett last week, so this week we're going with the very rare Trubisky rookie card. Maybe the rarest card we've given away. It's numbered to 49. They only made 49 of this card. Regrettably, his rookie card will always be in a Bears uniform. But Mitchell Trubisky this week, he got off to a good start. I think that's a good thing.
That's a good call.
How much is that baby worth?
This is like a $75 card. They only made 49 of them. That's the problem with some of the guesses is your clientele is worthy of a good card. So Vogelbach has cards. They're $5. We'll actually throw one of those in too because people here are actually clamoring for his cards more than when he was here. And Pickens doesn't have a good Steeler card yet. and Mark Robinson doesn't have a card. So we have a threshold we want to stay value-wise. We want to give you guys good value, so we're going to go with Mitchell Trubisky.
Now, how does it work? Say Trubisky, I mean, he's going to start. Say he has a great year. Does that drive up the value of that card?
Great question, Ron. Let me give you a comparative, because Patrick Mahomes was drafted in the same class as Trubisky. Mahomes' card in this same version is $2,500. So,
what,
yes.
What was it originally? Like,
oh, they came out. They came out at $10, $12.
So, interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. Anything that's short numbered like this, they only made 49 of this card in the world. So that's the stuff that has the potential to appreciate in value rapidly.
Sounds like a good
Start
thing to have.
Card of the week. Your listeners deserve the best.
Man, I think people will be all over this. You go to our website right around noon, Wednesday through Friday, 93.7.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
TheFan.com's contesting page. I see right here, General, is it still true that the Honus Wagner card, the I don't know what it is, there's all kinds of numbers next to it, is the most expensive card of all time at $7.25 million?
Well, there's a Mantle that went for $10 million last week, a 52 Mantle.
$10 million.
There's a divergence in the industry. To me, I'd rather have the Wagner card. I can't tell you whether that's because I'm from Pittsburgh or not. I can't factor that out of my vote, but it's 120 years old, right? Like, to me, that has a factor, and there's only 50 of them. There's not a ton of the Mantle rookies from 1952, but there's considerably more.
$10 million. The difference is what?
The difference is Mantle was a Yankee. The card was produced when America was booming. Baseball in New York was the thing. Mantle was the guy. He replaces DiMaggio. He checks every single box. He's the first TV star that's a baseball player, and the Yankees are dominant during his time. So there are people who are still alive that grew up in New York in the 50s, now have some finances and say, that's the card I want to get.
These are the kinds of people that hang out with Bob, people who stow expensive cards away as showpieces. Let me ask you this, General. There's a lot of names I see here on the most expensive cards of all time. Honus Wagner's three of the 10, and I see the Mantle card now. The one name that doesn't make sense to me yet is Luka Doncic. It's called a Logo Man autographed card that went for $4.6 million. Why?
Here's why. The Logo Man is the Jerry West logo from their jersey. So they actually cut the piece off of the jersey. Clearly, there can only be one of those. Now, the other intangible with basketball is it's an international market, right? No one from Japan or Australia is buying baseball cards. They're buying basketball cards.
Except Ohtani.
That's a very good observation. They bought Ichiro's like crazy for years. And I will say this, like, when someone ascends from one market, all those dollars go to just Ohtani. In the United States, the dollars are split by 500 players. In Japan currently, it's all the money goes to either Ichiro or Ohtani. The markets are wide open. It was one of David Stern's geniuses. The reason the owners gave him a $30 million Christmas bonus one year is he has TV contracts in 140 nations. So you have potential buyers from 140 nations who aren't interested in Honus Wagner. It doesn't make any sense to make an equivalent remark regards to a 100-year-old card versus a 5-year-old card, except there's so many more markets that are intrigued by it.
Thank you, General. Not only are you the holder of the card of the week, you're a fountain of information. We appreciate the time.
I appreciate it, guys. You have a good week.
You too.
Bob, I think I've asked you this before. In fact, I know I have, but I don't remember what you said. I think something about a Tiger Woods
flag.
Yeah, flag that was autographed. If someone said, Bob, you only get to keep one piece of sports memorabilia from your entire home, would that be the one you'd keep?
It's up there. I can't think of it all. I have a few things that I really like. That's one of them, just because it was his first Masters. And it's not the flag that was on the golf course. It was a flag that they had, but it was signed by him. So.
And, Ron, yours would be your Muhammad Ali photo with you?
I don't even have – I don't know where it is. I don't know where it is. When I, you know, when I got divorced and moved out, I don't know where it is. I mean, that was, I hardly have any memorabilia, nothing that I'll say that if my house is burning down, I'm going to run in and grab one thing. I don't have anything along those
lines. I don't think I have anything, forget about sports memorabilia, that I'd be like, I need to have that.
Well, yeah, but I'm just using that as an example. You said, what's your most valuable memorabilia? I don't have one.
No, I know. I'm simply saying, based on that, you got me to thinking that in my house, I don't think I have one thing that I would run back in to try and save. Not one thing.
Maybe a favorite picture of your daughter or
How
something?
How about your golf clubs?
No.
You save your golf clubs?
I mean, I'd like to have that, but it wouldn't be worth running back in. Maybe my putter. Yeah.
Everyone's got to get their putter.
Not after today, however. All right. Coming up, top of the hour, Dennis Eckersley shreds the Pirates, absolutely shreds them. We're going to listen to that. We're going to talk about that. And we have plenty more Steelers, too, by the way. There's a new highest paid safety in the game. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. For a great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle and great service, you'll find it at Sun Chevrolet today. Have scattered showers throughout the afternoon, a high of 79. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the low 80s. It's Cook, it's Joe, and it's Bob.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.